Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, in a few moments are going to be the views of Colonel Tom McKinney, as a personal friend who served during the Korean War and during the Vietnam War, and he's retired now. He's written extensively about masonry and what masonry is really all about. We're going to be talking to him about his new book. But before we get to that, I just want to explain to you what is really going on over in Europe. And, of course, you read all of the articles and listen to all the programs in Europe, and all there's danger that the European currency is going to be broken up. Countries are going to have to leave the euro, but here's what, in essence, we have. We have a number of secret societies in the world today, which, of course, nobody's going to tell you about because the media is controlled by six major corporations, all of which tie into the secret societies, specifically AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, GE and Comcast, and then, of course, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, all of his holdings, Wall Street Journal, Zondervan. I mean, after all, they had to take over the largest Christian publisher to undermine Christianity. That's what it's all about, because they want a world government, and they want, of course, a new world religion. But over in Europe, of course, they got rid of the Premier of Italy, he probably was a womanizer, but they got rid of him, and they installed somebody named Mario Monti, and he's basically a member of the Trilateral Commission, came from Goldman Sachs. They got rid of the Prime Minister of Greece and replaced it with somebody from the Trilateral Commission, Basically, this is all about world government. That's the purpose of a trilateral commission, is to bring about a world government. So you hear all about the negotiations going on. They can't decide how they're going to handle this thing situation over there, and how they're going to keep these countries from defaulting on their loans. And now they're telling us what it's about. Well, they're holding meetings and they're saying, look, if these countries like Greece and Italy and Portugal and Spain will just give up their national sovereignty and have these measures of austerity, then the other countries will band together and finance them. And what it's really all about is they have to give up their national sovereignty. This is all about surrendering national sovereignty and going into world government. Of course, first of all, the European government, centralized government, and then, of course, that will join together with all the other regional governments. Once you understand that everything is stage-managed, it all begins to make sense. And, of course, what we're talking about this evening, masonry, at least the upper echelons, is all about a world government. Well, Colonel Tom McKinney, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got interested in the subject of masonry?
Well, for most of my life, I was completely disinterested, and simply, if I'm not speaking very clearly, it's because I am sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have been laid low by an upper respiratory infection, but I think we'll make it.
All right. Well, if you can't, well, let us know, but we'll just go as long as we can, because I want to hear what you have to say, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. And there's our guest is Colonel Tom McKinney, and we're going to be back here in just a moment as we get into the background of masonry, one of the most important secret societies in the world, part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, dedicated, of course, to a one-world government, a one-world religion, and installing the new one-world leader. Colonel, go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan. I I let you down a week ago by a 12-hour misunderstanding and win the broadcast.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And meetings, and actually everybody in Colonel McKinney's family for generations had been a Mason. If you live in the South, why, you were a Mason. That was just one of those things expected. But of course, when Colonel McKinney came back from Vietnam, and he had been injured there, of course, he basically was trying to help a young man who actually had some serious emotional problems. And one evening when he came over to talk to the colonel and his family, why, this young man actually had with him a little book, a secret book of the Kentucky Masons?
Yes.
The Kentucky Masons. And this young man said that Colonel McKinney had to read the book. And just because he was counseling the young man, he took the book and started to read it. Now, this is one of the secret books of Masonry. You have to understand that Masonry is a secret society. And basically, I don't think the average Mason really understands Masonry. If they did, they'd flee from it. But, of course, since they don't understand, and the Masons do a lot of good, and they have meetings, a lot of camaraderie, especially in certain parts of the country. Why, at one time, you just couldn't get ahead unless you were a Mason. Colonel McKinney read this little book handed to him, the secret book that this young man had found in his grandfather's or uncle's attic. And that book changed Colonel McKinney's life. Tell us what was in the book and why it had such a profound impact on you.
It changed my life, Dr. Stan. I'm still not sure whether for good or ill. because it consumed a good deal of the next part of my life. In the introduction, which is all I promised to read, I wound up, of course, becoming intimately familiar with the whole book. A monitor is the handbook for the local lodge. That is, in Masonry, called the Blue Lodge. And it is consists of the first three degrees. And they're actually, historically and in a sense, doctrinally, that's the only pure Freemasonry, the first three degrees. All of these additional, they call the higher degrees and other orders within it, they are add-on things that have been created through the centuries. But back to the story. In the introduction, I read this most amazing statement. This is virtually a verbatim quotation. It said, every civilization has had its myth, key word there, myth, of a Messiah. And it said the Chinese called him Leonse, the Persians called him Sosiash, the Egyptians called him Krishna, the Christians called him Jesus, and the Masons Messiah is Hiram, H-I-R-A-M. And I said, hold everything, stop, wait. If the Mason's Messiah isn't Jesus, but is some guy named Hiram, I've got to find out more about this man. And, of course, I did. And that's how I became swallowed up, you might say, in the world of Freemasonry. And it says, it led to the writing and publication of my first book on the subject called The Deadly Deception in 1988. And 6 years later, after between 200 and 300 talk shows on the subject, I wrote the second book called Please Tell Me, which was based upon questions that I had been asked over and over through the years on these television and radio programs. So Please Tell Me, and it's written in question and answer format. The first book was a true story of a man with factual appendices at the end of it. The second book is completely thematic. It's all information organized in such a way that it's easy to refer to over and over. And that's how I became involved in all of this. And those first two books, which God used to change a lot of people's lives and set them free, and literally only God knows how many, they went out of print when the publisher went broke. Excuse me. And I finally found a Christian publisher who would take them on. And what we did with it was I combined the content of both of those books, the entire content of Deadly Deception and of Please Tell Me, the entire content of those two books is found in this new book, but that's not all. We didn't just glue the back cover of Deadly Deception to the front cover of Please Tell Me and call it a book. There's a great deal more in the book. It's almost 450 pages because there's a great deal of incredibly important things have taken place in the world of Freemasonry since those two books were published.
All right. Well, who is this this Hiram, and what is the basis of Masonry? Basically, of course, they will tell you that they're dedicated to being good citizens and making certainly supporting our nation, and they pretend to be very, very patriotic. They really, most people, in fact, I'm sure even a lot of Masons think that it's a Christian organization because they have an open Bible, certainly on the altar in the lodge. And most people don't understand the blood oaths that are sworn, or really, because what really it's all about. So basically, What did you discover? What is masonry really about? Because I don't think most Masons understand. Do you?
Oh, they definitely do not. They're deliberately deceived. And that sounds like that the current leadership, the men who deceive them, must be evil and wicked men, not necessarily, because they themselves are deceived. And this deception has gone on for so many generations. Consider a young man today who's interested in, he knows a little bit about it, and his father is encouraging him to follow him into the lodge. And how could it be wrong if his father is a Mason and his uncles are, and both of his grandfathers and all four of his great-grandfathers and the pastor of his church? If they're all Masons, how could it be bad? And this is the way the deception is perpetuated. Honorable men deceive the next generation of honorable men because they are themselves deceived. But it is, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, it's the world's largest secret society. Now, they take exception to that statement or to that label. They say, and it's the typical Masonic double talk, they say Masonry is not a secret society. It's a society with secrets. Their existence is definitely not a secret. But their system is built on secrets. And they take these horrible death oaths for each degree, in which they promise to never divulge the secrets to anyone that's not a Mason, and offer themselves up to these terrible, barbaric forms of execution and torture if they should ever tell the secrets to those who are not worthy to hear them. But the fact is that the only really well-kept Masonic secret is that there are no Masonic secrets. They have all been publicly published, made the matter of court records since about 1835. And that came about because of the Masonic execution of a man in New York State, Captain William Morgan.
And, of course, they really do kill people who break the oaths and reveal the secrets. And I've talked to Masons, 33rd-degree Masons who dropped out of Masonry, asked them to come on the radio, and they were frankly afraid to. They were afraid to get up and talk about Masonry because they knew what would happen. The retaliation would come. Not only Sydney, they would be attacked. Everything would be done to destroy them, but they feared that they would end up like Captain Morgan or others do, and I believe even to this day why the Masons kill people. Now, of course, they'll deny that, but they are a secret society. Of course, they have their temple right in Washington, D.C. If you read the book by Dan Brown of the Lost Scroll, he will basically tell you that they are certainly what the group that keeps the secret of America, the real secret of America. And of course, the book is written very, very favorably to Masonry. But he does tell you, ultimately, at least part of what this secret is. Well, you go right ahead, Colonel. What is this really all about? What are these people trying to accomplish?
I hasten to add, Dr. Stan, that your typical local lodge does not have anyone in it that is going to be an assassin. They to them, it's just a rigmarole that they go through in order to join, and that they kind of feel important because they think they're in on something that ordinary people are not in on. But by no means do they, if somebody should leave the lodge and start talking around town about what they do there, it would be inconceivable to me that there would be an execution. However, at some levels, it does happen.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Colonel, go right ahead.
Yes, there is a lodge in Italy, in Rome, called the P2 Lodge, the letter P.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Now, the P2 Lodge is a Masonic lodge. Hey, if you are Catholic, you're not supposed to be a Mason yet, of course, at the time when a very strange murder took place. Why, at least 15 members of the College of Cardinals were members of Masonry. And there's an interlock between Masonry and the Catholic Church. And if you haven't read the book, The Windswept House, by Father Malachi Martin, we have a 4-tape set of interviews with him. But of course, you read his books like The Windswept House, he will tell you of the relationship between masonry and the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. And, of course, Father Martin was a loyal Jesuit. He was basically loyal to the Pope, and he'd even been a confidant of one of the popes. But he understood the satanic forces within the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. Oh, if you've never read his book, Hostage to the Devil, Hostage to the Devil. We carry that along with my 4-tape set of interviews with Father Malachi. Historical, important information about the satanic rituals held in the basement of the Vatican. And this book is written, a windswept house as fiction, but I talked to the Father Martin before he died, under rather mysterious circumstances, I might add. But I talked to him personally, and he said, of course, this really had happened. He couldn't, of course, name the names for libel purposes, but this sort of things really goes on. This was a satanic, feigned atomic, satanic sacrifice, but timed to correspond with a real satanic sacrifice elsewhere. So basically, these things are not imaginary, they're real, because the thing that Colonel McKinney had brought out is there was a scandal in the P2 Lodge, and one of its members of this Italian lodge was found hanged in London, and even the police there in London, most of whom are Masons themselves, admitted that this was a Masonic execution. A Masonic execution of somebody within the P2 Lodge, of course, was doing something, of course, which disturbed the hierarchy. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This sort of thing goes on today. And there really are people who are executed by one or another of these secret societies. We talked this afternoon about the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. There were over 100 people who knew about the murder, who died under very mysterious circumstances. There's a book called The Missing Witnesses. I believe that's the title, by Craig Roberts. We used to carry it. It's out of print now. But, of course, they really do kill people. And, of course, certainly I'm not suggesting that the murder of President Kennedy was a Masonic murder. I would point out, however, that 3 of the 7 members of the Warren Commission just happened, just by accident, just happened to be Masons. 3 of the 7 members of the Warren Commission that covered up what really happened that tragic day in November of 1963. Colonel, you go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember this man's name, Dr. Stan, but
it's important. You go right
there
ahead.
There's a book that I urge people to read. It's probably out of print, but it would be, you could find it on eBay or Amazon, I'm sure. The title was In God's Name. And the author's name was David, and I'm trying to remember his last name, and it won't come to me.
Maybe somebody could look it up on the internet. In David, God's name was the title of the book.
I think his last name was Yallop.
Okay.
But it's the story of Pope John Paul I. And he was a country pastoral priest, an humble man. And when he was selected he followed Pope Paul, but he adopted John Paul. He was followed by John Paul II, the one they're trying to make a saint out of now and probably already have. he was only the Pope for 33 days.
Right.
And he had announced his intention to clean out the Freemasons from the Vatican and from all positions of leadership in the church, and to get rid of the vast real estate holdings of the church and restore the church to New Testament standards and it's hard for me to think of the right word when I don't feel good, but a reformation, you might say, just a sweeping, vast reformation, and it especially had...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
While a storm cloud gathers, far across the sea...
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Influence of the Catholic Church and get away from it being a part of a power structure. He was lasted 30 days, and then that was the end of Pope John Paul. And I was just commenting, we have a fascinating interview. It's in our 4-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, which is available from Radio Liberty. It's an interview which I didn't do. My friend John Leffler did it, but I got John's permission to use it. And suddenly Malachi Martin tells the story of when they had the College of Cardinals, and the College of Cardinals was to replace a selective replacement for Pope John Paul. Now, remember, John Paul II was the one who was appointed Pope, but suddenly, basically, in the College of Cardinals, a different man was selected. And what happened at that time was that this man was going up, or this cardinal was going up to accept the nomination to become the new pope. And somebody handed him a piece of paper. And on it was written, it just said, if you accept the nomination to become the new pope, you and every member of your family will be killed. You and every member of your family will be killed. And this gentleman, knowing full well what had happened to John Paul I, simply declined then to accept the position. And the man who became John Paul II became the new pope and, of course, served for a long period of time. You're never going to hear that story, but you can actually hear this told by my friend Malachi Martin before he passed away or whatever happened. Many people think he was killed, and we will never know what happened. But I know people who knew Malachi very well and felt his death was not, of course, a normal one. He was a Jesuit priest, and did a wonderful, wonderful job, and I was glad to be able to call him a friend. Under any circumstances, why, Colonel McKinney is talking about the violence that does take place as far as the Catholic Church and the interlock between Catholicism and Masonry. And, of course, supposedly they're at odds, you know. The Masons are supposed to hate the Catholics. The Catholics are supposed to hate the Masons, but they're dark occult forces working within both organizations. Colonel, you pick up the story. Now, you've written a book, and we are going to carry this book. In fact, I thought we carried your old books. I know we carried them. I guess they're out of print, and so you have this new book. What is the title of the new book?
The title of the new book is 33 Degrees of Deception.
33 Degrees of Deception. Would you like to get your web page out and send me a go right ahead? And tell people how to get the book.
It's published by Bridge Logos, Bridge-Logos. It's the Bridge Publishing Company is an old publishing company, and Logos Publishing Company flourished in the 60s, 70s, and 80s and went out of business. They were bought by Bridge, and that's why they have a hyphenated name. It's Bridge Logos Publishing Company in Alachua, Florida. An excellent publisher. I couldn't be happier with them. And
well, if we were going to carry the book, would we get the book through them?
Oh, yes.
Okay, fine.
And I've been overscheduled, Dr. Stan, and I'll be 81 years old tomorrow, and I'm supposed to have been dead since Vietnam. God had a better idea.
No, I think God was keeping you around for a purpose.
I have run myself down physically. That's really why I'm sick tonight. And all of which is to say that if you don't have a copy of this from the publisher, it's my fault, because I should have contacted him and had them send you a copy, and I will do that. I will do that tomorrow. But yes, the publisher is Bridge-Logos, Alachua, Florida, and the title is 33 Degrees of Deception. It was published in January of this year. It is being published in Great Britain, incidentally, and sells well over there. It's selling extremely well here.
Well, now let's get into the background of what is the secret of Masonry. What is Masonry really about? Not what the average Mason thinks it is, but who is their God? Because their God is obviously not the God of the Bible. And what is the purpose of Masonry, the real purpose of it, the real purpose of the house of the temple and the 33rd degree of Masonry and the men who give their lives in pursuit of the goal of Masonry?
You know, Dr. Stan, what it really means and what the goals really are, these things are not known except at the very highest levels of leadership. And by that, in this country, I would say it's the Supreme Council of the 33rd Degree in Washington, D.C. Now, there are many men who become 33rd Degree Masons. A friend of mine, who wrote the foreword for Part 2, he had written the foreword for Please Tell Me, Evans Crary, was a 33rd degree Mason, still is, and he was the Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of Florida, which is the very highest office that can be held, since each Grand Lodge is independent in a sense of the others. However, there is in reality a power structure in Washington, D.C. that is where the real power resides, and it's at a place called the House of the Temple in Northwest Washington, D.C. And the Supreme Council of the 33rd Degree, led by the Sovereign Grand Commander of the Supreme Council of the 33rd Degree, these guys know what it's all about. But there are hundreds of 33rd Degree Masons who don't. because they are not members of the Supreme Council. They are what are called 33rd degree honorary. And the only 33rd degree Masons who are not honorary are 33 men in Washington, D.C., that make up the 33 members of the Supreme Council of the 33rd degree, presided over by the 34th one, who is the Sovereign Grand Commander. At that level, they know, and at that level, they revere some of these the Masonic philosophers who worship Satan, who actually are Antichrist, that sort of thing. At that level, below that level, I really don't think you'll find it. Now, Freemasonry is a dying institution. At the time that I was writing Deadly Deception and Please Tell Me, at that time, the average age of an American Freemasonry was 70. It's higher than that now because they don't attract young men. The only place where Freemasonry is still pretty viable is in the South, and it's because traditions survive better in the South than they do in other parts of the country. And I will say that they get quite emotional about it, or they can. I've had my life threatened more times than I can remember by angry Freemasons who heard me on the radio or saw me on television revealing what they considered to be their precious secrets. In fact, twice they threatened to blow up the television station for having trash like me on the air, once in Jackson, Mississippi, and once in Tampa, Florida. Excuse me. And they wouldn't. They really, I can't believe they would carry it out. But they would think about it. They would, they definitely voiced that many times. But I think the real seriousness, I'm not saying this very well, but the levels at which the real power is held and the real understanding is held, is only at the very highest levels of leadership. And that's somewhere between Washington, D.C. and Rome. Now, the Grand Lodge of England is also interesting. It's where it all began. Freemasonry had its birth in 1717 in London at the Goose and Gridiron Tavern. And the Grand Lodge of England is the parent lodge of every lodge, to my knowledge, in the world. It certainly is the parent of every American lodge. And my mind is kind of wandering, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think that basically Masonry is a modern-day manifestation of the ancient Gnostic religions. Would that be a fair statement?
It's even worse than that.
All right, go ahead.
All of Freemasonry has its roots in Egyptian paganism, the worship of Isis and Osiris. And when you carry it back to its ultimate origins, Freemasonry is phallic worship. Now, I shock people when I say that, but the proof of it is in this book. That's where it all goes back to. This thing they do with their feet called the Tau Cross is a phallic symbol. And but of course the guys being initiated into these degrees, they don't know that. And the ones who are initiating them into the degrees don't know that. They would if they would read their own stuff, but they don't. I do. And they have books in the local lodge, because every local lodge has a library. They have books there that would reveal everything I have in these books, if they would read them. But they don't. They go through it, they memorize what they have to memorize, get it over with so they can get on with the fellowship and the fish fries and the join the shrine and go to the drunken reunions and ride their little miniature cars in your parades and have a lot of fun. That's the attitude of 99% of people in these local lodges. Good men, but good men to see. Now you would wonder, how could a Christian take these death oaths, these horrible oaths of mutilation and murder? It's just because, again, they, even if they're in the middle of it and thinking, this is wrong, I shouldn't be doing this, but then another thought will come, but my father did this, and he's a good man, and my grandfather is a good man, and the pastor of my Baptist church is a good man, and he's one of these guys, and so they'll go ahead through it. Once in a while, a man will stop and rebel and get up and walk out, but rarely. They just want to get it over with so they can get on with the fellowship.
And really, if you read Morals and Dogma, which is more or less the Bible of the Freemasonic Lodge, certainly the man who wrote that book, Albert Pike, will tell you, we intentionally deceive the Masons. They think that they know what the secrets are. We make them think that they're getting the secrets, but they are really not getting the secrets. The secrets, of course, reserved for the adepts and the princes of Masonry.
Yeah, that's a pretty close quotation by Albert Pike. That's true. And that book, Morals and Dogma, is the ultimate source book, philosophical source book in Scottish Rite Masonry, which is the most, it's the much the more powerful branch of Masonry. But you're right, Dr. Stannon. The back to Hiram, you know, the night that I read the introduction and I read this, the Mason's Messiah isn't Jesus, it's some guy named Hiram. Who is he? Well, I'll tell you, he's a myth. He is a mythical person, although most Masons believe that there really was such a guy. He was supposedly the chief architect of Solomon's Temple, and he was Hiram the widow's son from Tyre. Well, there really was a Hiram the widow's son from Tyre involved in the building of Solomon's Temple, but he wasn't the chief architect. He was the guy who did the brass and bronze work to make the pillars and the ladles and all of the implements for the temple. And when he finished his work, he went home. According to Masonic lore, he was the chief architect. Now, that alone is blasphemous because God himself is the architect. He gave David the detailed instructions down to the fraction of an inch exactly how everything would be done. But in Masonic myth, Hiram Abiff is the grand architect, is the chief architect of the temple, and in the building of the temple, some of the workmen demanded to know the secret word, which is the name of God. And if you knew that secret word, then you could be a master mason and travel all over the world and be on your own and become enriched. And so they demanded to know this word, and he refused, and he was murdered by these thugs. And then he was raised from the dead. And so when these guys get the third degree, which is the Master Mason degree, they have to enter into the death, burial, and resurrection, not of Jesus, but of Hiram Abiff. They literally reenact his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And they are raised to light, that's how they become Master Mason.
But, of course, then they learn the secret name of God, and that in itself should give them an idea what this is about. What is the secret name of God according to Masons?
According to them now, their great secret is that name. And you know, here's an example of how illogical these things are. According to the myth, when a Hiram is raised from the dead, only he knew the name. And when they killed him, it was lost. But Solomon said that when he's raised from the dead, the very first word he says will be the new secret word. Well, they didn't need a new one. All he had to do was say, hey, Hiram, God, we're so glad that you're back from the dead. Now, what was that word? All they had to do was him. But that's not the myth. The myth says whatever he said first, that's it. And it is as follows. Ma-ha-bo. Now, that's a pretty shabby prime secret, but that's the prime secret.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Colonel, go right ahead. What, now, is that Ya-ba-on? Ba-on?
Ba.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Has some amazing stories to tell about Vietnam, but that's for another night. Basically, Masonry is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and we have sections on that in my book of the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll get it. We, of course, quote extensively from Masonic literature, and they will tell you, of course, that they worship Satan. Lucifer is God, and because this is the secret that they do not want people to know, that there is power there, and this is not imaginary power, ladies and gentlemen. This is real power. You can tap into it. You could become fabulously wealthy. In fact, so many of the extremely wealthy people in the world, whether it be Andrew Carnegie or Henry Ford or Sidney, J.P. Morgan or the Rothschilds or the or the Rockefellers, or all of these people are tied deeply into this occult world movement. And this is why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to understand the power is there and you could tap into it, but do not even consider it because it will cost you your eternal soul. We're dealing with a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. If you'd like to get our 4-tape set on Masonry, if you'd like to get certainly books we have several books on Masonry. If you'd like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it will take you into the background of what's going on. You can call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest our 4-tape set on Masonry. Let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We will be getting Colonel McKinney's book. It's his other book we carried for many years until it became unobtainable, but we'll be getting the book, 33 Degrees of Deception. But I certainly could call our 800 number and ask them. We carry several books on Masonry and going into the Luciferian background of one of the organizations. But remember, there are a number of organizations. There's the Rosicrucians. There's the Theosophists, who are all. Then there's, of course, the people involved with modern-day Gnosticism. And then, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, all dedicated to exactly the same sources. The Lucius Trust in Washington, D.C., and certainly in New York City. The Lucius Trust with branches in certainly in Switzerland and in London, England. One of the most powerful organizations in the world, and few people have ever heard of the Lucius Trust because their god is Lucifer, and some of the most powerful people in the world today are affiliated and help to finance the Lucius Trust. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And freedom, Christianity, civilization, Christian civilization is under attack today. The whole goal is a one-world government that will be ruled over by the Antichrist. And, of course, they have an unholy trinity, as Christians have Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So they have Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. You need to get this in our book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, of course, by Constance Cumby, the used copies, but they will help you to understand. We have our 4-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, that begins to tie all of this together. We have Constance's excellent DVD, and of course it's called The Emergence, going into what she has been told by members of this movement about who this world ruler will be. You need to get my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with both of those. That's the dark secret and the forbidden secret. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and John Loeffler and certainly Colonel, pardon me, Ron Paul. But please, please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our next guest is Dr. Robert Bard, and certainly Dr. Bard is going to be talking about GMO foods. And the average individual say, well, this is a long way from what you were talking about the last hour, but it really isn't. These are all dots on a graph, and when you begin to understand them, you understand that they all overlap. But the subject of GMO foods is vitally important, and certainly Dr. Bard has become aware of the problem. Basically, most of the food that you eat, so much of the basic foods we have today are genetically modified. That would be certainly our rice is genetically modified now. Certainly our cottonseed oil, our soybeans, substance that are standard, our soybeans, they're all genetically modified, and now they're getting at the genetically modified vegetables. And, well, I'm going to let Dr. Bard explain to you, going to the background of what is happening, because, of course, the corn is the biggest thing. Almost 90% of the corn in America is genetically modified. What you don't understand is that other countries understand that these things are hazardous to the health of the people and are going to change the genetic makeup, certainly, of the intestinal flora of the people, and going to have a profound impact upon our population. And yet the average American doesn't even realize there's a problem. It's not discussed in the controlled medium. And certainly the producers of non-genetically modified food are not even allowed to tell the public that their food is not genetically modified, although increasingly it's becoming contaminated. So that very soon I fear there'll be all of our food substances in the standard products, and that would be corn, canola, cottonseed oil, be genetically modified soy. Dr. Bard, please tell us how you got interested in this subject and what you've learned.
Okay, well, I guess I kind of stumbled into this. I met a man years ago that was involved with organics, and I learned a little bit. We used to raise horses, and I figured, you know, the land was so depleted that I needed to buy corn for the horses in one part of the country and oats someplace else. That was kind of my beginning. But I realized really how bad it was about 1999, and we moved to this place, and I finally told my wife that I would no longer eat beef, pork, or chicken that came from a grocery store. And if you recall, most of the GMO stuff has started about 1995. So what I was concerned about was with the hormones and the antibiotics and the foods and the chemicals that they used in feedlots. But unfortunately, this has just progressively gotten worse and worse and worse. It's no longer just the hormones and just the antibiotics. Now the animals are fed GMOs. And as I said, I kind of just got caught up in it, and one thing led to another, and I kept going, you know, mentally, this is not right. You know, we shouldn't be doing this to people. And I've been involved, I think you've probably heard, and maybe Jeffrey Smith, and I got involved with his group, and in fact, we had a really wonderful rally for real food on the steps of the Capitol building in Austin back at the beginning of October. But you're right, people don't know, and they don't think it's important. I've told people before that, you know, there's lots of chemicals, and as you well know, there's a lot of excitotoxins, and there's so many different things that we're getting hammered with that affect our health. But
probably among the most dangerous would be the genetically modified food, because they basically, the basic staples, almost all of them, have been genetically modified, and they have such power over the media that the average person has no idea that they and their family and their friends are being systematically poisoned by GMO foods. And I'm going to let Dr. Bard tell you how this is done and what the physiological effect is on you. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Robert Bard. Well, Dr. Bard, you go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, the premise has been, and in fact, this really started back in the Reagan administration with Bush, and then under the Bush administration, that would be Bush 1. They've tried to imply all along that there was benefits to GMOs. One was the farmers could produce more crops for less, well, not less money. The seeds would cost more and all these other expenses, but he'd need less chemicals. Well, as it turns out, the farmer needs more chemicals, and he's getting less product, less crop. But this is what they've tried to sell to the people. They've tried to sell that this is a very precise science, where they take a gene from one species and they insert it almost as if you were a surgeon inserting a pacemaker or something. But the point is that it's not very precise. In fact, when we had the rally down in Austin, it was a sign the little girl held up. She was blonde-headed and said, "I'm not a scientific experiment." But unfortunately, the way this has been done, we're all one big scientific experiment. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. The question, obviously, is what can we do to stop it? And that's part of it, and that's mainly informing people. But anyway, along comes the first thing they really did was soybeans, and then corn has been going up, and you're right, I think it's over 90% now. Soy GMO is over 95%. Canola is 100%. Cottonseed oil, which is a very inexpensive oil that's used in a lot of things, that becomes trans fats, of course, on top of it. But I think cotton is now 100%. So it's pretty hard to escape. You know, I live in an area that has a lot of horse farms, some of the finest horses in the world, and we're ending up with horses that are sterile. Well, they're eating soy, they're eating corn. But what people don't realize is that when you go to the store, probably someplace now between 80 to 85% of all processed foods have some GMO in it. And you were right earlier about vegetables. Now they're talking about releasing sweet corn next year. They released sugar beets. So if you really think you ought to have sugar, I would suggest that you buy pure cane sugar and not anything that just says sugar. But if it can cause sterility in animals, and we go to the store and we buy processed foods with this in...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Biden. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, we're talking about the GMO foods, and we're talking about the fact that corn is the GMO, almost all of it, soybeans, cotton seed, canola, those are originally with the crop, and now it's in the rice, it's in the vegetables, and basically, it's a gigantic experiment. What, of course, this does to animals, we know what it does to animals, it produces sterility in animals, and this is one reason I'm firmly convinced that we have such a high rate of infertility in the United States. They know exactly what they're doing, but because they control the media, why they're able to conceal the truth from the American people, and it is very, very hard in America today to get foods that are not genetically modified in one way or the other, whether it be your milk, which of course the cows are treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone, which increases, of course, certain hormonal substances in you, predisposes you to diabetes and heart disease. They know what they're doing. But after all, there are too many people in the world. One reason, of course, why America has has increased mortality figures, why people don't live as long as people in other countries, is because they're experimenting with our population. They're using us as guinea pigs. They know exactly, and when I say they, the people who really run this country, not the elected representatives. Our elected representatives are simply pawns. We are the finest politicians money could buy, but let's not get into that subject. The information is out there. You need to find out about genetically modified foods, and you need, of course, to help us expose this because this is hazardous to your health and to the very survival of our nation. Now, Dr. Sidney Bard was saying in the area where he lives, there are a lot of horses and a lot of very expensive horses. And what percentage of them are sterile today?
Well, I don't know that we know that. I mean, I happen to know some trainers that know this information. The problem is that everybody's hanging on. In other words, oh, well, it's just probably something and it'll get better. And it's awfully hard to admit that there's something wrong when you have this much money tied up in it. And unfortunately, our land-grant colleges are as corrupt as anybody. They've been bought and paid for, just like you're talking about with politicians. And, you know, we have in Texas, we have Texas A&M, and I saw an article about a year ago that these two vets were admitting that there was a lot of sterility and low fertility in horses. And their solution was not to say, why don't you feed oats or some other grain that's not GMO? It's, we're going to develop a test that's easy and inexpensive to find out if your stallion is low fertile or sterile, so you won't waste your time trying to breed them on mares that can't get pregnant. I mean, the logic to this is just amazing, but again, it's like you said, the people in the know, the people that control this, the Monsantos of this world, they write the check for graduate programs in land-grant colleges. It's not, I don't mean to pick on Texas, it's all over Oklahoma or wherever else you choose to go.
Well, basically, what do we know about the genetic modified food? Now, I understand there's two basic types. One has to do with the Roundup, so people can use Roundup. The other type, of course, has to do with pesticides. Would you like to get into this? The two basic, how they've modified them, and then what effect this has on animals and on human beings.
Right. Well, originally, when I told you that they sold this premise for these GMO seeds, that they'd need to use less chemicals, and that basically was herbicides. But as it turns out, they have to use more herbicides, and the herbicides now have created super weeds. In fact, there's been a story going around that Monsanto's being sued because they took a competitor's herbicide and mixed it in with their Roundup because Roundup was not killing, was actually creating the super weeds. Now, whether that lawsuit's really true or not, I don't know, but it's just, you know, it's just outrageously expensive. Now, on the other hand, you know this, I think, as well as I do. You know, when Mother Nature and God created products, and if the food is unhealthy, it sends in bugs to eat those plants. Well, we, in our infinite wisdom, thinking that we're better than God and therefore we can control it, then we've developed products to kill the bugs so that people can still eat that poor quality food. It may sound ridiculous from some of the things you hear, and certainly on the media, but quality food does not get devoured by bugs or fungus or fungi. They're there because it's dead, and Mother Nature knows best. God knows best. So the pesticides was created because of that. But the interesting thing now is there was an organic, or is an organic, we'll use the word pesticide. It's called Bacillus thuringiensis. And for the studies that have been done, it doesn't cause any real harm if it's just put on the plant. Well, the latest thing from Monsanto was to take the gene from the Bacillus thuringiensis and insert it into corn so that the corn would produce its own pesticide. I think it was the corn borer or something to that effect. The backfiring of this thing now is, and of course, you know, how many people eat corn chips of all kinds, whether it be Doritos or store brand or whatever it is. And so you're getting this Bacillus thuringiensis in the corn. It's actually causing your body, your intestines, to produce pesticides. And the body produces these pesticides, and then when we use the restroom, that gets spread out into the environment. I mean, it's an amazing cascade of things. It's hard to believe that anybody could create such, shall we say, evil, I guess.
Well, I think it's not a bad term. But the other thing is, of course, that when your intestinal bacteria, which this is what it's all about, your intestinal bacteria begin to produce these poisons. Your intestinal bacteria take on these genes, And then, of course, you began then becoming a pesticide producer, and then you began to absorb this pesticide, this insecticide, into your own system. And do we have any idea what happens to people who actually are getting large substances from their own endogenous pesticides?
I think this kind of goes back to what I was telling you about the little girl that had the sign, "I'm not a scientific experiment." The truth of it is we are. Some of this stuff is just the latest thoughts that have been coming out. I try to attend organic seminars, and I went to an activist seminar, and we had a guy from Iowa that's certainly an expert on GMOs. And some of this, it's just so new, we really don't know what the ramifications are yet.
And that's the tragedy, since we don't know we're experimenting with our entire population.
Yes,
our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because these are products produced by Monsanto. But really, of course, is there any danger to them? What about the people who are putting them out? Do they think there's any danger? And I'd like to suggest they do. Monsanto, working in conjunction with the Rockefeller Foundation, with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all of which are dedicated to population control, have actually created the Doomsday Seed Bank. It is a place to store seeds, Sydney Heritage seeds, uncontaminated seeds. It's about 800 miles from the North Pole. It's up on the coast of Norway. It's heavily guarded, so those seeds will be there when they start in all over again. The seeds will be there when they start in all over again. This is what my belief is. They know this is going to have a terrible effect upon humanity and certainly on the safety and the health of our people. They really do want to limit the population. People say, well, nobody would kill off large numbers of people, and I ask, why not? I mean, why would they do an experiment when they know very well what this does to animals as far as the fertility is concerned? And I'm sure they really know what's going to be happening. Well, right now, Chris, let's go to, we have Barbara calling from Michigan, Barbara calling from Santa Cruz, and we've got to Bob from Michigan. And if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Barbara, is that from SoCal you're calling from?
I'm around there, yeah.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question at all?
Well, what I'm interested in is the fact that so many of the experiments that have been done where the genetically modified foods have been given to animals and they won't eat them. And I was just wondering if they have done any, if he knows, if a doctor knows anything about any of these experiments at all. I mean, the fact that animals know that these are not something that they should be eating.
What about that, Bob?
Yeah.
Some of the story is told that animals, chickens, and others.
The bigger ones that have been written about the most has been the cattle, rats, and squirrels. If you take a cow that's hungry and give her a choice of GMO corn versus non-GMO, she will go directly to the non-GMO every time until she's so hungry, then she doesn't have any of the choice. Rats are the same way, and some of the other experiments that have gone on is just feeding rats GMOs. One of the things they found out, within 10 days, the size of the testicles shrink by 10%, and as they have pups, they have birth defects. This is documented. I mean, this isn't, anything that, there's plenty of information out here now about this kind of product or what they're doing. And, the first group of rats that are born, the babies, pups, have some deformities, but for the most part, just low fertility and don't have a lot of babies like they would normally. What the scary part is the next generation. And they're ending up with a fluid bag with nothing in it.
Hold that thought.
Yep.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That have been tested, and if they have the choice between eating a genetically modified food and a non-genetically modified food like corn, they'll go to the non-genetically modified. They'll only eat the genetically modified, you know, when they're just starving to death. Ladies and gentlemen, many times the animals are probably a lot smarter than human beings. God has given them a sixth sense so they can protect themselves. We're so much smarter, we honestly believe it's in the store, it must be safe, a lot of it isn't. Well, then we have Bob calling from Michigan. Bob wants dreams of a society where there are certainly no none of these insecticides. And Bob is talking about creating some sort of a little critter about the size of an insect. Bob, they already have these. What was your point?
Well, I was wondering if they could make, like, something about the size of a housefly that would constantly patrol a farmer's field and his property and only kill the particular insect that it wants to target, and in so doing, eliminate herbicides and pesticides.
Well, actually, we don't need herbicides and pesticides. This has been foisted on us since World War II. We had to have chemical agriculture to feed the world and feed ourselves. Truth of it is, it was a report done either out of Michigan State or University of Michigan in the last couple of years that we can feed the world with organic things, and if we have healthy food, we don't need these chemicals. So it's not something that we need. We just need to change. The problem is large corporations only make money by selling these products, and that's our problem that we have to live with and change.
All right, I think that's a point well taken, Bob. We do not need insecticides and herbicides. They are only being introduced and sold because they make tremendous profits for the chemical industry. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Bob?
No, thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But this is such a vitally important information. We have a 4-tape set on genetically modified food. We have, of course, 2 books by Jeffrey Smith on this subject. One of them is called Genetic Roulette. Great big book. A much smaller one on genetically modified food. But you need to get the information. You need to understand that they're poisoning the American people, and they know what they're doing. That's why they have the Doomsday Seed Bank up there, 800 miles from the Arctic Circle, from the North Pole. But they do not want the people of the world to understand what they're up to. We'll go right ahead, Bob Sidney. Do you think what can the average individual do to defend themselves with so much of the corn genetically modified, so much of the soybeans genetically modified, so much of the canola oil genetically modified, and now, of course, it's into the rice, it's into the sugar beets. And they're going to genetically modify everything. It'll affect your fertility. I suspect that down the line we may very well find that it will be an increase of cancer. Have they done any studies at all on the relationship between the genetically modified food and cancer? We know that certainly the bisphenol that they put in every tin can, the bisphenol in every tin can, every time you read anything out of a tin can, your level of bisphenol goes up. It produces both infertility and cancer.
Yes, sir.
A very good
particularly breast cancer and prostate cancer.
Right. But the average individual never is going to hear these things. That's bisphenol. And it's in the tin cans. It's in plastic. It's in the plastic of bottles so that feed your child the formula out of a bottle, a plastic bottle, and you heat it up while the little boys get their full dose of estrogens. And then we wonder why we have so many kids have problems. Go ahead, right ahead there, Bob.
Well, you know, you would think that if you live close to these things that somebody would care. The truth is I don't think they do. But about 3 years ago, a study came out and was published said that the illegitimate teenage pregnancy rate was found by 25%. And the Republicans went, boy, teaching abstinence works. Democrats went, putting condoms in school works. But the truth, according to the article, was at that time that teenage infertility is about 25% of the teenagers can't have babies. And that was 3 years ago. But then you stop and think about one of my favorites is the Potomac River, which goes by the Capitol, and it is so polluted that it has multiple fish with 2 sex organs, and those chemicals are primarily coming from chicken plant farms up into West Virginia and Maryland, and it gets into the water system and goes down through there.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment. This is Dr. Stan and our guest this evening, Dr. Robert Baird. We have Tony calling from Michigan. Tony, did you have a question or comment?
Hi, Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about
Happy
you?
Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment?
I know you're talking about genetically food, but I was listening to your first hour. I want to ask you a question. Okay, you mind?
No, you go right ahead.
Okay. Is the Kiwanis the same thing as the Masons?
No, they're different. A lot of the service clubs, you know, certainly have some occult background, but the Kiwanis, they're pretty more of a, as far as I know, they're predominantly just a service club.
Well, okay.
Whether there's anything there of an occult nature, I don't know, but I really don't think so. I think that a lot of these things are the elks and the moose and all of these things.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there is something at the upper echelons of the, but there's certainly nothing like the Masons.
Okay.
Because when you join the Masons, you have to swear these horrible oaths about how you'll have your tongue cut out and your throat slit if you ever reveal their secrets. So there's no question that they're secret societies, whereas the Kiwanis and the moose and the elks are not. Okay?
Okay. I have a son that's a Kiwanis, and I want to know the same thing.
As far as I'm sure he's probably safe, but don't let him join the Masons, okay?
No. I had two sons there, but they got out.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank you, Stan. Have a blessed evening. Have a Merry Christmas.
And you too. I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Okay.
You got best.
Okay,
fine. That's Tony calling from Michigan and a regular listener because it's late back there. It's after midnight, but we are Eastern affiliates. Of course, it's amazing how many people stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning to listen. Of course, fortunately, we have some new affiliates. Of course, much further west, but we do have a few of the old ones back there, and the faithful listeners listen night after night, right up until 1 o'clock. All our telephone numbers: 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Dr. Robert Baird. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we're talking something about genetically modified foods. And this is a growing problem because, of course, they have modified almost all of our corn. Most of our soybeans, over 90%, our canola oil, our cottonseed oil, it's into the rice, it's into these sugar beets, and they're going to have all of these genetically modified by one means or another. And it's not simply that there's anything this is just to so that we can get better crops. Your crops are not better. It does not cut back on the amount of herbicides you have to use. It increases the amount of herbicides you have to use because, of course, Roundup becomes less and less able to kill the weeds. But, of course, once it introduces pesticides and they're introduced into you and your bacteria in your gut, begin producing these pesticides. And, of course, you have all of the pesticides inside of you. You're spreading them out, but more than that, they are being produced in your body and absorbed into your body, the pesticide we're talking about. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Dr. Robert Baird, Robert, do you have a website or anything of that sort you'd like to get out, anything you've written you'd like to
talk about? Well, I have my website on the cattle, and I'm not trying to sell anything, it's just more information about cows. You know, we've also been led to believe in the last few years by those green people that think they're trying to control the carbon footprint. One of the best ways to restore and take carbon and switch it into oxygen is grass. And so I have a lot of things on that kind of stuff on the site. Also have a video on it that I swear to you this is true. I could never make this up. They're taking small pieces of meat and using what's called a meat glue. They put it in, mix it up, and put it in rolls and let it set overnight. It comes out, it's glued together, and then they make it into bigger pieces, and they're trying to pass that off as a quality steak or whatever. I'm just amazed at the depravity that has crept into all this stuff. But the website is www.bards, that's B-A-R-D-S, farm, just FARM.com. And I also have a book that I like to promote because I put a lot of time in it, but it has to do with, I took 44 items that affect us in terms of bovine growth hormone and high fructose corn syrup, you name it. And it's not meant to be a negative book, but I pretty much slam everything, but I always leave every topic on those 44 topics something positive. And so, you know, you brought this up, and other people asked, what can I do? If you only make one improvement a month, you'll be better off. But the biggest improvement is try to buy food locally. You should grow as much as you can yourself. You can buy heritage seeds. You can go to CSAs. These are people that grow organic produce, and for a membership, then they give you produce each week. It is not all lost, but the biggest thing is don't buy processed foods, because when it's processed, it's going to have the GMOs for sure. So you want to buy as much unprocessed food as you can, and knowing your source is a very big plus. And, you know, people who grow their own foods have a pride about what they do. And when you talk to them about it, you can tell whether it's somebody that's a peddler that went down and bought a bunch of stuff wholesale versus somebody that's grown it and is very proud of that, whether that be grass-fed animals or free-range chickens, or whether it just be lettuce and other produce. So it is possible to eat healthy, but you do have to go out of your way to do some of it yourself to be informed.
Well, now, do you actually grow cattle yourself there on your farm, breed cattle, and what about chickens and things of that sort?
Well, we added chickens recently. The biggest reason was that I wanted the fertilizer, being a natural fertilizer. So we keep them in an enclosure, but we move it every day, and so they always get fresh grass every day. So I can tell you, I mean, I started on this project about 8 months ago, and it took me months and months and months to find a source of organic, non-GMO chicken feed. It was not easy. So I don't have time because of my work. I don't have time to do as many things as I would like, but this is down pretty much. It's not difficult to run this, and when I'm late getting home, my wife goes out and takes care of things, so we try to eat well and spread it around with a few people, that kind of thing. We're not a big producer. We usually slaughter 3 steers each year. So before anybody brings this question up, because I get it invariably, is how could you possibly eat these animals that you grow? Well, the problem is when they grow, sooner or later, there's more of them than you can possibly imagine, and you got to do something with them. But when you really think about it, there's an author and a producer in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. The bottom line is that we need herbivores, being cows, to restore the land. And I don't know whether you've heard this, and maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but there's been talk about taxing cattle people because cows pass methane gas, and therefore we should be taxed for that. That's the biggest bunch of stuff that you can possibly imagine. My cows do not pass gas, and that's one of the points. When they eat grass, what they're designed to eat, they do not create environmental pollution. They fertilize the land, and the grass takes the carbon out of the atmosphere way better than crops and way better than trees.
And because at one time people did grow their own beef, and they were a lot healthier.
Yes, sir.
But of course, we've become so dependent upon, of course, the superstores, the big box stores. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the canned goods are not good for us. Certainly, so much of even the food that is grown today is genetically modified, is grown with excessive amounts of herbicides and insecticides. These things, of course, do distort and change the structure of your food. You're going to have to start thinking about your own health, because there really are people out there who, in my estimation, want to destroy the health of our people, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the recombinant growth hormone that is that's given to the cows and why this is so dangerous?
Well, the problem is, first of all, you know, we go back to, you know, we shouldn't fool Mother Nature. Normally speaking, on a cow, a dairy cow, she's going to produce, she's going to get pregnant, and then she goes into lactation, and the babies are taken off the mothers, and then in 5 days they go into production. Well, for some reason, and again, it's one of those corrupt things with somebody's warped mind, they decided, and oh, I should add, that if you take care of this cow and you don't abuse her, she'll produce milk maybe 8 or 10, 12 years, some of them will, and have a baby each year. So they started this bovine growth hormone, which incidentally also, from what I've been told, is genetically modified on top of it, so it's not just a hormone. It's kind of like the Gardasil vaccine has now been documented that it's also a GMO. So GMO's gotten into things that, other than food. Anyway, bottom line is that the idea was that let the cow have the baby and she go into production, and then they would just give her hormones to keep her in production for as long as she could possibly go. But the problem is they wear them out in 3 or 4 or 5 years. The 5 years would be tops, most of them less than that. And because of the stress, the animals have more infection processes, and so they give them more antibiotics. So not only are you getting the growth hormone, you're also getting the antibiotics in it too. And you brought up a good point a little bit ago about hormones and children. You know, I have read someplace that just doing regular soy without GMO is the equivalent, if you gave them soy milk on a daily basis, it's the equivalent of 5 birth control pills a day to a baby. And, you know, we talk about young girls having breasts at 7 and 8 years old instead of 12 and 14. But if you give them these hormones, both the estrogens from the plant and the hormones like this bovine growth hormone, do we actually encourage or create children that are homosexual? I don't know that anybody wants to do that study. I think it's probably an important thought. But the point is, why do we want to take that risk? Why do we want to take that chance that we're going to change our children and destroy them?
Well, of course, we know, of course, that the bisphenols, and the, which, of course, is a chemical that lines our cans is in plastics, of course, it releases an estrogen-like hormone. We know that soy releases an estrogen-like hormone. And, of course, all these things are associated with increased incidence of cancer of the breast in girls, and feminizing effect in men increases their incidence of prostate cancer. They know these things, that they understand exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know.
And they don't want, yeah, they don't want us to know. In an uninformed society, you get away with that. And that's what this program is, and what I try to do is get people informed.
Well, it's something we've actually found out about Dr. Bard looking up on the Internet, and he was good enough to come on with us. It's a little late back there where he is, but we appreciate him being with us. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But we could just mention certainly in food substances, why they have aspartame. It's Nutrasweet. It's in almost all produced products, and of course it affects pathological obesity. It's carcinogenic. It produces attention deficit disorders, disrupts the immune system. It's carcinogenic. They know all of these things, but they certainly do not want you and the average individual to know. Then you've got your bisphenols. You've got all sorts of chemicals. I said you have the milk, produced with the recombinant bovine growth hormone. You've got certainly the soybeans. You've got certainly the water fluoridation. You've got your GMO foods, and then you have your high fructose corn syrup, or of sugar products. They know all of these are poisonous to people, and yet, of course, this makes up a large part of our diet today. So how are we going to get the word out, Dr. Bart?
Well, you said that. I've thought of this before. Wouldn't you like to see what the CEO of Monsanto and all these companies eat? I can't believe they'd be stupid enough to eat the stuff they're passing out on us.
I suspect you're absolutely right. I suspect the Rockefellers and the Gates and the Bloombergs and certainly people like Ted Turner, they're not eating these things. They want to poison us, but they don't want to poison themselves and their
right.
families.
Well, you know, you ask what can we do, and an informed mind is the best thing that we can do. We've got to get the word out. We have to inform people. And people also have to keep an open mind and not be, my government would never let them do anything to hurt me. You and I certainly know that's true, that they will. It seems like if you're a corporation and you kill people, it's okay. But if you're an individual, and I'm not advocating that, but they get away with it. I mean, I don't know whether you remember Vioxx, but Vioxx was a drug that the FDA and Merck knew it was killing people. It killed 60,000 people and disabled 100,000. They knew about it for 5 years, and they didn't make them take it off the market until it finally, you know, the cat got out of the bag, so to speak. So, but it's important to keep an open mind because we have to take care of ourselves. Nobody else is going to do it.
Well, I agree with you totally, and since our job is to get people aware of this and then give them the information so they can get it to others, and this is why I think the work that Jeffrey Smith has done is so important.
Oh, yeah.
And why our four-tape set with interviews with Jeffrey Smith and others on this subject, why Jeffrey's book of Genetic Roulette and his smaller book on GMO foods are all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And Jeffrey's sort of leading this effort across America to let the American people understand what is going on. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yes.
Have you been working with Jeffrey?
Yes, I have. I took this course. In fact, he and I did a presentation back in April northwest of Fort Worth. In fact, we slept in the same apartment complex with a friend of mine. So, yeah, I've met Jeffrey. In fact, I sent him something last night. You know, sometimes if you don't get sleepy, you got to do something. And I came up with an analogy I'd like to share, and I hope that people understand it. You know, if I have a dog and I don't keep him on a leash, and he goes around the neighborhood and he breeds all the neighbors' dogs, and they have expenses to put up with it, you know, sooner or later the police or the SPCA or the animal control is going to come and they're going to give me a ticket. I'm going to have to go to a judge. They're going to threaten me because I've been a irresponsible owner. And so, but it comes back to me. On the other hand, a man can be out here, a man or a woman can run a farm, and cohorts of Monsanto and other companies that make GMOs, they are allowed to produce and grow, and the pollen drifts over to the neighbors, just like my hypothetical dog drifted over to the neighbor. And this organic, healthy farmer saves his seeds, so the next year he plants his seeds, it comes up, they go in, they take samples, and they accuse him of stealing their property. And the bottom line is they go to court, he loses, he's supposed to pay back money. So the victim in this case is the one that had to pay and not the perpetrator. I don't think that's right, Dr. Sands.
Well, I don't think it's right either, but I think the Monsanto bribes the judges. And I think when, of course, we've taken God and prayer and right and wrong out of our judicial system, after all, there's no God, why shouldn't you sell your services to the highest bidder? And this is what our judges do. We have corrupt judges in the United States. I'm not saying every judge is corrupt, but some of them are. And with no standards and no absolutes, why shouldn't they sell their decisions, their services to the highest bidder? And until we get back and get people into positions of authority who have fear of God, I feel that America will continue drifting from devastation to destruction. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Robert, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, you know, the main thought is...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United...
It was on our internet site, RadioLiberty.com, certainly with a computer, with an iPad, with an iPhone, with a BlackBerry. Simply at www.RadioLiberty.com. You can listen 24 hours a day to the live or pre-recorded programs. Certainly you can listen to us on telephone if you have unlimited minutes by dialing in 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. You can listen 9 hours a day by shortwave, 3 hours a day. I should say 9 hours a day if you have a K-band satellite. You can listen on Galaxy 19. You can listen 3 hours a day by shortwave. So there's no reason why you can't listen, because we have stations across America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-9270. If you'd like a catalog, like a list of our products, what do you need to get? You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get the overview. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Jeffrey Smith's book on the genetic roulette. You need to get, of course, the book that we carry, his small book by Jeffrey Smith. Just ask for that. And then, of course, let me suggest our 4-tape set on genetic or GMO food. That's GMO food. Understand, though, this is part of a much larger program, which I call population control. You need to get our DVD, population plan, population reduction, plan, population reduction. You need to get our DVD, none dare call it genocide. And then, of course, to really put things into perspective from a spiritual point of view, my talk on The Dark Secret, another DVD called The Forbidden Secret, and their syllabuses go with both of those. You need to get the information so you can understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on. Because, of course, when you look at this, it really doesn't make sense. Why would anybody want to poison the American population? People say it just couldn't be true. Well, it would be true if there are people who hate humanity, who have a different vision of how society should be organized, and if they really believe would be far better off with far less people. You need, of course, to get my material on the Georgia Guidestones. It's available in a syllabus called Sustainable Development, available by calling 1-800-544-8927, or just go up to our website, radioliberty.com, and you can read about the Georgia Guidestones. It's erected by a secret society, probably the Rosicrucians, and of course the whole idea is to dramatically reduce the population of the world, to kill off over 90% of the world's population. They know what they're doing. One of the most incredible experiences is to go to Elberton, Georgia, and see the Georgia Guidestones. And the fact that most people have never heard of them simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. So basically, you can read about the Georgia Guidestones, the American Stonehenge, this occult center, either at my website, radioliberty.com, or get our syllabus, the Sustainable Development Syllabus, which has the pictures and the story there. And, of course, you can always get my little pamphlet on the planned, pardon me, on population control agenda. That's Population Control Agenda. It's available on the Internet. It's available at my website, radioliberty.com. But you must understand that these people are intent upon destroying humanity and know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And, of course, they are certainly energized by a dark spiritual force. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is 29 November, Tuesday, 2011. Thank you very much for joining us today. Wanting to figure it out some more, trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together again. It just doesn't make any sense, does it? Well, it looks like we got us another war going. Not quite, but you know, it's getting to look like war again, and that is with Iran. Who's going to make the first move? We don't know, but it's getting tense. Well, as we predicted on the Power Hour, American Airlines is going to be declaring bankruptcy. Yup, going into protection. As we said, the stocks have been hovering around $1.60. $1.60. Unbelievable. Biggest airline in the world. Now remember, it was on the 11th of September, 2001, American Airlines and United Airlines were involved, of course, at New York and Washington. Well, interestingly enough, both of them now have declared bankruptcy. Looks like we're probably going to have one airline before long. That's kind of the way these things work. Herman Cain, you have a problem. That's right. You have a problem, Herman Cain. He's got another woman that has now come forward. Pretty compelling story. She gives places, dates, etc. She says they had a relationship for 13 years. He said, I did not have sex with that woman for 13 years. Well, that's not quite what he said, but I'll tell you what his attorney's statement said. Now, why is this important? Because this is sort of my upset moment for the day. Seems like we have people telling us right, straightforward, as much as they can, how they didn't do something when they're many times guilty of sin. I'm not saying Herman Cain is. I'm saying we're getting tired of anyone and everyone just deciding that, hey, you don't have to tell people the truth any longer. And that's sort of the way it's setting with people. Other information that we've got for you today, proton pump inhibitors. Do you know what that is? That is a drug, proton pump inhibitors. You may be surprised which drugs they are and which drugs can cause problems in the first trimester of pregnancy. I'm going to let you know what that GMO sticker was that we had yesterday on the program. It began with an 8. Thank you very much for sending that, Lauren. I appreciate that very much, the information on that. Well, it's time to stock up on light bulbs. They're going to be going away in January. January 1st, it looks like you will no longer be able to get, we'll talk about it a little bit later, what you'll no longer be able to get. You might want to run out and all the Power Hour people stock up on these bulbs. Now, there are people out there now saying that Obama and the United Nations are getting ready to start World War III with an unprovoked attack against Syria. There are those that have said the war has already begun. There are those that have said a little bit of everything. There's not going to be a war. We're going to have a big war. We're going to have a little war. We're going to have a world war to end all world wars. A lot of things are being said, and we've got to keep our head in the right place and consider what's being done, consider what's being said, also what prophecy says, too. Because a U.S. carrier strike force has now entered the Syrian waters, and there is a Russian carrier en route. Also, the concern over Pakistan. As much as they want to minimize, and they're doing their very best to minimize this on the mainstream news, it's huge. What happened in Pakistan, the killing of those 20-plus people in Pakistan by the United States military, it's even huger. It's bigger than we could have imagined. It's going to be bad. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone